Hi, you're listening to Love Your Life with Michelle, and I am your host, Michelle Myron. The show is all about living a holistic, healthy, and happy life. All right. You have the power to literally command your world with exactness and even put a date on it. You always have had this power. You always will have this power. Reawaken your facilities and master your ability to wield this power with exactness. I will assist you in this delightful, mind-blowing experience. Those are bold, powerful statements, and that is precisely what Pamela Ann Eazell's motivated clients are doing. Pamela Ann is a gifted, compassionate leader, a visionary, powerful mentor, and inspiring, uplifting speaker. She teaches others how to purposefully create their world. Ask and it is given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Nowhere in those simple, clear phrases do they mention that in a few years, a decade, or a lifetime, those requests will be granted. They purposefully state, ask and it is given. In other words, the answer is always yes. And those who created you are prepared to give you your request now. This is how Pamela Ann lives her life. She has hundreds of stories and witnesses that have experienced this miraculous way of living from activating the simple eternal laws that she teaches. But what are you asking for? Today, Pamela Ann will share with us how you too can have those same wonderful opportunities and blessings come easily and quickly into your life. And I'm so excited to hear everything that Pamela Ann has to share with us. So welcome to the show, Pamela.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I'm glad to be with you and with your audience as well.
This is very exciting. And one of the reasons why it's such perfect time, I know for myself, having you on the show is because I've mentioned to my listeners in the past that I myself work with a spiritual life coach each week. And we just, over the past couple of weeks, started working on beliefs. And until then, it wasn't even something that I thought of. So I'm so glad that you're here to share with our listeners, because it's something that we don't even think twice about, but it's something that affects us every day of our life.
Well, I agree with you, and I find it very interesting that as you're allowing yourself to experience those questions and desires, that someone presents himself to you that can teach that mm-hmm. information to you readily.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So just to get started, especially about beliefs, because some of our listeners might not even know what we're talking about when we're talking about beliefs. So can you just kind of give basically just let our listeners know what exactly we are talking about when we're talking about a belief.
Well, and the first part is a belief is a thought you keep thinking. A belief is mm-hmm. just a thought you keep thinking. It's just a thought you keep thinking. It's just a thought you keep thinking until it becomes ingrained within you, and it can affect your life. So if what you're doing is not reflecting what you'd love to see happen, look within and see what it is that you believe. I'll give you a quick example, and that is I just had a client just actually yesterday say to me, I've had this belief that I'm just going to fake it till I make it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a great idea? And I said, actually, it's not. It will not serve you. In fact, it actually undermines you, because if you're not feeling in your mind and in your body and the same kind of feeling, the same thought processes, the same beliefs, it can be destructive in that your noggin might be thinking something, but your body's thinking, oh, that's too much, that's too big, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, your body will send out your beliefs. For instance, when I train somebody who's in politics, I share with them, prepare yourself prior to going and speaking with the people. Make sure that you're rested and that things are going well as possible in your family so that you're not distracted, because if you're distracted and worrying about other things, and not really there, your face might look great. You might be saying the canned statements, but the people won't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they won't trust you. It's not that you are lacking as a servant for the public, but if you're not as one with yourself and believing what you're saying, other people won't believe you either.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. How do you get over that, though? How do you get over, and I know that this is going to be our topic for today, but when you have a belief for so long, and even though you want to tell yourself the opposite of what your belief is, you still have that little nagging voice in the back of your head. How do you get over that, the little nagging voice that's telling you you're wrong or, you know.
I love that you said the little nagging voice. Because that little nagging voice, what I refer to it as the voice of the flesh. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes that's a voice that's formed when you're very young. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your belief systems from your youth have served you well to a point, but they no longer serve you. As an example, hey, don't run with those sharp scissors, or you can't cook with that, you'll burn yourself, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. That served you well when you were younger, but as you've gotten older, it no longer is appropriate for you. Absolutely, you can run with sharp objects. You know how to do that. You can cut with a sharp knife, and you can even cook on a stove and still be fine and not injured. So mm-hmm. sometimes it's important, that voice that's been formed when you were younger, maybe by people who had very great interest in you, to help you to start learning about certain things, but it's internalized in you as maybe something fearful. Mm-hmm. It's okay for you to talk to that voice inside of you with this wiser voice. I would say a voice from your spirit, something mm-hmm. that has been around for eons, this loving, kind, parenting voice, to acknowledge, not to shut down, but to acknowledge those feelings and help you release them easily and quickly by saying, that did serve us in the past, but now it's not serving us. And we're going to easily and quickly allow this to be released from our bodies. And you can do some breathing, some little quick mini meditations, and just picture it leaving your body. Another mm-hmm. thing you can do is tapping or some of those methods to be able to physically release it from your body, because this information is held in the very cells of your body. And so that's another thing that happens when I say the voice of the body. Intellectually, you can say, I'm mature, I can handle this. But physiologically, that's sometimes the triggers that come up and why people often will use things to try to numb down their fears or their pain that ends up being harmful for them, for instance, misuse of drugs or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
If they allow themselves to learn these life skills, they can start releasing those things and putting in things that will help them to be able to attain what they desire. Am I confusing or is that somewhat
no,
clarifying?
Totally makes sense. Absolutely. So can you give us some examples of how some people's beliefs can sabotage them from creating their goals?
Yes, believing that they're not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow that they're not worthy or that's too big of a goal, that's too much for them. What you send out is exactly what you receive back. So whatever it is that you are believing, you will be reflecting back in your world those beliefs. It's a great barometer if you go through your day and stop and say, how am I feeling now? And just take a quick scan of your body by how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You can be able to quickly release and allow some changes to happen. So I'm just suggesting that when you start feeling discord in your body, to allow yourself to hear that and take action to relieve it and to bring something better. Let me give you a specific example because that might be somewhat confusing. If you allow yourself to feel discouraged, unworthy,
mm-hmm.
and, for instance, not able to attain the desires of your heart, that's exactly what you're sending out, and that's what's going to come back to you. But
mm-hmm.
if you take charge of this, if you allow yourself to think and ponder for a moment and decide what it is that you would love to see happen in your life and start adding details to that, start envisioning it, starting talking to talk about it, starting to feel that inside, as soon as you start to envision it and start to see it, it starts being formed in a different dimension. Science, we call it quantum physics, in a different dimension. People who are spiritual would say in a spiritual dimension. But as soon as you start adding your feelings and belief that this is possible, it actually will physically start forming and coming into your world. And I have many amazing, fun examples of how that's actually happened to me and many other people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you focus on what you delight in, what you'd love to see happen, and allow a feeling of enthusiasm to start to grow within you. Now,
mm-hmm.
every one of us has felt enthusiasm before. Can you think of a time that you felt enthusiastic, Michelle?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, everyone can identify with that because sometimes they'll say, for me, I teach people how to connect to those who created them, how to be able to literally have a personal relationship with a divine source.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, well, gosh, that's so wonderful. You can do it. I wish I could. And I say to them, you can right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do that is you allow yourself to remember when you felt those enthusiastic feelings. Because the word enthusiasm really was created from some other words that mean God inspiring within.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that you can have that feeling within you. And when you feel that feeling, that's when you're connected.
Mm-hmm.
So if you allow yourself to let those feelings resonate in you, it is amazing what you can create. It's truly amazing, actually miraculous, and I can use that word.
Yeah. What about people that don't have, if they don't believe that there's a higher source or a higher power out there, if they're not spiritual or religious or whatnot, this still can work for everybody, right?
It absolutely can. I will say to you, though, that once they do make that connection, it will be much more rapid. It's not that source is unwilling to pour forth this information, this knowledge, these blessings, these miraculous experiences on a regular basis. It's up to us how quickly we open or we close up. So I'll give you an example of that. I was working with a chef in Mexico. I was running a resort in Mexico and rebuilding a resort. The chef came and was basically feeling unworthy to be able to have the desires of his heart.
Mm-hmm.
You either are creating your world, destroying your world, or creating the same world over and over. In this instance, he had set up a lot of restaurants in hopes that they would give him a portion of ownership. And every single restaurant told him no when he came to the place of approaching them. He set up their menus, helped them set up their recipes. He was a fabulous chef and also just a dynamite person, just a beautiful person himself, physically and within. But he had this sorrow that he was not able to attain what he was desiring. He didn't believe that he could. So I immediately started training him. Now, this feeling that I was referring to of being enthusiastic, the way you can really feel that resonating in you is that you feel it in your chest, this sweet, burning, happy kind of tickle feeling in your chest. Notice when you feel enthusiasm that there is a great lack of anything else that would distract you from that. You feel on top of the world. You have a tremendous amount of energy. Things just come easily and quickly to you. Life is just beautiful, and everybody around you seems more beautiful too, like more acceptable in your way, and you feel completely accepting of yourself. So I started training him in his ability to allow those feelings to well up in him too. And he did. He let that come into his body. He could feel it. He could feel this shift and change, this real physical change. I actually have something that can measure the meridians, the electrical currents on your body. It's created by a Dr. Jerry Tennant, who worked with the astronauts in Russia for their long term in space to help maintain their health. And you can literally measure the electrical currents in your body.
Really?
When you have these feelings of enthusiasm, when your body, your vessel, or your temple, that I would refer to as a temple that has a holy of holies in it, and this feeling comes in and resonates there, it's a space for you to have, those energies will lift up. And the difference between frogs and salamanders is electrical currents. Frogs cannot regrow their bodies, and the people usually cannot either. But if you lift your electrical currents, you can regrow your body like a salamander can regrow. Simply by lifting it. Well, you can feel that when this feeling, this power starts entering your body, and you can command all things. It is actually possible. So I shared this information with him, and he started to allow himself to believe that he could have a change. And I said, focus on what you'd love to see. I'm not interested in hearing anything else than that, because he had this long litany of his sorrows and his sadness, and I don't listen to that. I prefer to listen to what it is that you'd love to see happen, because everything else will leave. And only what you desire will come to you. So that's what he did instead. I'd like to have my own place. Chef Mickey's Place is what I'd like to call it. So I asked him to start seeing it, watching it being formed, picturing where he'd like to build it, and all the other details that would delight him, not that he's obsessing or not that he's worrying about how the money will come to him. And in 6 months later, he called me and invited me to the opening of his restaurant, Chef Mickey's
Place.
Really? Yes, he did.
That's awesome. And
we're talking in Mexico. It's not that easy to be able to get everything through, because there's just, even in the United States, it's not always easy to get everything through. And here's this man from his conception to actually going in and opening his restaurant 6 months.
It's 6 months later, yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
But he allowed himself to shift his beliefs, and it changed his world.
So how did he did that by visualizing himself and by feeling the emotion that he would have when this came to fruition? Is that basically how, and then everything else fell into line? Is that how it worked?
Well, we're going to dovetail back to the initial question that you had about people not believing in a higher power.
Yes. Okay.
And to tie that in is he would have been able to accomplish this even sooner, except somehow he had not gotten that connection that this power, this feeling that he was having was coming from something greater than he was.
Mm-hmm.
Because on my own, on our own, I am not personally all that capable. When I'm trying to force things, make things, have them happen,
yeah,
it just doesn't seem to go. I mean, I teach people about four-letter words and how to release four-letter words that are destructive in their life and how to bring in those words that command their world instead. That's a whole other program. But the point of it is that he just didn't understand that he was connecting to this higher power, and that is how he was commanding what he'd love to see happen. When I taught him not to be concerned about even the money, actually somebody came up and provided him the money, the funding for
really?
It.
Really?
Yes. That's how this works. It easily and quickly will come to you if you allow yourself to relax, to open up, to allow, mm-hmm. let it flow in. But mm-hmm. he was not able to be successful until finally a priest, and I don't go into religion, but this is where how he was able to connect with it. A priest shared with him that he was connecting to a higher power, and in his instance, he equated it with God.
Mm-hmm.
So when he finally got that connection, when he finally, oh, that's what's happening, instead of thinking on his own he was this power,
mm-hmm.
that's when everything unleashed. That's when it all opened up. And I had a young man that was with me at one of my Spa and Soul events that asked that same question that you said.
Mm-hmm.
What if I don't believe in that? And I, on my own, don't always have all the words. I understand that, but I trust in our ability to be able to receive any knowledge we desire, past, present, and future, and I do receive that information.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got quiet for a moment and let myself just relax and open up, and these sweet comforting words came through, which basically said, that's okay if you don't believe in them for a season or even for a lifetime. They believe in you,
mm-hmm.
and they are there for you, and their love is there for you, and there's nothing you've ever said or done or acted upon that will ever diminish their personal love and affection for you. You are their joy, and they created this world for you to have joy.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I think sometimes people have drawn back from believing in a higher power because of some of the things that they've been indoctrinated in, that
mm-hmm.
sometimes those beings can be harsh or crushing or judgmental. And in all of my years, and I began having this amazing relationship with this higher power when I was 3 years old, and in all my years, I have never been judged. I've never been scolded. I've never been tested or punished, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen is if my personal joy would be diminished, I would be taught, it's like they would sorrow with me for a moment, but then I would be taught how to be able to restore my joy and have
mm-hmm.
something better come from it and learn from it.
Wow.
So what I came to recognize is that the reason we are here is to gain experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we gain experience, we're drawing to us what's interesting to us, and they're saying yes every time.
Mm-hmm.
If this is what you'd like to learn, sure, you can learn it. You can take 5 minutes, 5 years, 50 years, or a lifetime. It's whatever we desire. And the other thing we're here to do is to learn how to harmonize our lives with everyone and everything that touches them.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I
is
agree.
A pretty wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just two simple things. The laws are very simple.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how can, we were talking about the way you grew up, and that was one of my questions is, sometimes we get beliefs from our parents about money, or, you know, we get beliefs from our family or what have you as growing up from children. So can a lot of those beliefs that you grew up with affect you reaching your goals as an adult?
If you allow them to,
mm-hmm.
I really encourage people to stop and ponder and meditate.
Mm-hmm.
quiet their lives down and explore what they find would be fascinating to learn about, and to be able to look at your belief systems and ask, are they serving me? Do they have value? Because if they don't, explore something different.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably heard about the story of driving down the same road, falling down the same hole, or walking down the same street, falling down the same hole. Have you heard of that before?
No.
Oh. Well, that's sometimes what people will say when they have something happen over and over to them, and something that's discouraging, or like the belief system that they will never have enough money, or they'll never be able to be successful in certain things in their lives, in their relationships or whatnot. And that's believing that they're still going to have that happen, and they'll fall back in the same hole and lose a lover, or go through a divorce over and over again. They'll have these disappointments. And that's having these certain beliefs that they've allowed themselves to nestle inside of them that is reflecting back to them. It's just a reflection of what you believe. But I share with people, they'll sometimes say, well, I'm watchful for that now. I'm very cautious that I don't fall in that hole again. I said, oh, so that means that you are just... you're just watching and trying to avoid. But what happens if you're not watching really closely, if something distracts you, you'll fall back in that hole again.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of these beliefs that are not serving you, will hold you back. And what I suggest is that we are the people who are driving our personal vehicles in life.
Mm-hmm.
And at any time, and again, I'll refer back to ask how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Your feelings are your perfect guide. How am I feeling now? You don't have to think it to death. Just how am I feeling now, and turn to a better feeling place. You can turn to a different direction. You don't have to even drive down that street anymore. Choose another street that you like better, one that's well-paved, has beautifully manicured lawns and parks and trees and flowers and people that are excited about their lives. Associate with people who have like ideas and like interests about creating amazing adventures in this life, and see it as the adventure it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to avoid that hole anymore, because there's no hole to avoid. And you can go wide open, and it is a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I know for myself that I've done affirmations in the past. I've done the positive thinking. I watched The Secret. I've tried the Law of Attraction. How come that doesn't always work?
Because your whole body isn't engaged.
Okay.
If you say affirmations,
mm-hmm.
you can say affirmations. Affirmations are wonderful, and I'll share with you an example of an affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who was feeling stuck. She did not believe that she could make a lot of money and live on her own. She had to live with other people. She considered herself kind of a bag lady. But I knew of a marvelous talent that she had that I would love to employ her to do. She created beautiful pen and ink drawings.
Mm-hmm.
And I could literally visualize her being able to do this. And I'm saying visualize or have a vision. Every one of us can do this.
Right.
Every one of us are visionary people. We can see what we'd like to see happen in the future. So I shared with her, and the reason I'm saying this, and this will help you know that you are a visionary person, so give yourself credit for this and pat yourself on the back and allow yourself to develop this. The reason I'm saying you are a visionary person is because you know how to daydream.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to have dreams, and you know how to imagine things if you're meditating, but you also know how to daydream, and you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start allowing yourself to see things that you'd like to see in the future and have them actually start to form and happen for you. Anyway, we're talking about affirmations. And I was sharing with her what she could do. And she got so excited. She could really picture this happening. And I said, to help you stay on task, to help not task, because that's a four-letter word, kind of a work kind of thing. People, knee-jerk reaction, task, difficult, hard, sweat. But to help you stay with keeping your vision, you could use some affirmations. Write some things down and post them up on the wall if you'd like to, or tuck them in places that will tickle you and delight you and help you to be supportive in this wonderful adventure you'd like to embark on. Oh, my goodness, I've got this great affirmation. It's an acronym. It's HALT. Now, Michelle, I don't know about you, but when I hear the word HALT, that does not inspire me.
No.
And immediately she said, I look at that word every day. It's on my wall. I see it every day when I wake up. HALT. And she wonders why she's stuck.
Yeah.
Again, a four-letter word, that's another lesson. But she went on to explain that halt means, am I, she's to ask herself, am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? Well, those words don't resonate well with me either.
Yeah.
I said to her, pull that off your wall and put something else up instead that may not be an acronym, but ask yourself, am I nourished? Am I happy? Am I a wonderful friend that attracts other wonderful friends back into my life? Am I filled with enthusiasm? Because when you have enthusiasm within you, you're not tired. Mm-hmm. How do those words resonate with you, Michelle?
Much better. I'm writing them down.
So much more effective. Don't you think that's just how your words can command?
Because when you said what the acronym was for our HALT, I started feeling, as soon as you said, am I hungry, am I, you know, you start feeling it as opposed to having the opposite of it or whatever her goal was from it. But, I don't know.
Exactly. And I'm going to share with you something else that happened with this woman. When I first called her to tell her about this exciting vision that I had of her, she started giving me this litany of complaints and problems in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Divorce, needing surgery, living on her own, making $60 a week, and all that. Those are, I call them, la, 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 because I'm not interested in really hearing that. And I stopped her, just like I stopped the chef, and I said to her, I would like to share with you something else. You have plenty of people that you can commiserate with concerning those things, but not with me, because I will help you create more of that in your life. And I will help that to be created in mine. So because I love you and I love me and I value us in our relationship, I'd like to share something else. So I shared with her this vision that I had of her. And I said, I would love for you to travel the world with me. If you'd like to, whenever you feel like it, you can join me when I go all over the world. And you can share this wonderful, uplifting information of helping people stay awakened by these beautiful drawings that you have. Can you envision that? Can you see that? Oh, my goodness. She literally got so excited that she started having tears, crying for joy and happiness. Yes, I can see that. What else do you see? I see that I can be able to have enough income that I can have my own place, my own car, and a wonderful life. Yes, absolutely you can. And can you also see that it won't be too physically taxing for you? It's something you'd have joy in? Yes. Every moment you'd wake up and have joy in it? Yes, I would. I said, well, I just really feel very strongly that this could be maybe that blessing that you've been seeking. Well, unbeknownst to me, that very week, she had gone in and pulled out of storage her pen and ink drawing materials and set it in her room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was only a validation to her of what those loving beings were inspiring to do.
Yes.
But she was hesitating. And then I called her and said, you can do this, to validate the impression that she had already received.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fascinating?
That's wonderful.
So I asked her, how are you feeling now? I feel wonderful. I feel like this is possible. I am so excited. How did you feel at the beginning of the conversation? Oh, I felt ill. And I said to her, can you see how by your feelings, by your focusing on what you would desire, that you can heal your body? Because of the amazing healing chemicals that you have the capacity to create in your body now.
Absolutely.
I know this because I was bedridden for 10 years.
Oh, can you, you know what, I didn't even ask you your background when we started. Can you give us a bit of your background and how you got to doing what you're doing?
Yes. What happened is, my first memories, I'll be very direct, so that you'll know that I'm a real person, I've gone through real things, I'm not a Pollyanna. My first memories was of my being 18 months old and my father molesting me, my mother coming in and seeing it happen, thinking that she had moved away from that, but that she had married it instead, and she started developing a rare cancer in the sinus cavity and lost control of her eyes. By the time I was 2 years old, I was taken away from her. And by the time I was 2 and a half, she had died. And so I didn't have parents. I had my father, who was ill with his mental instabilities, mm-hmm. and a mother who had passed away. When I was 3 years old, I was pondering the word eternity. Now, folks, we don't always recognize how alive our children are, and they are so alive and so connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pondering the word eternity because I desired to know the meaning of the word. Someone had said, in eternity, you'll be able to see your mother again. And I was curious and motivated. I would like to know where she was. I'd like to be with her because I missed her and I longed to be with her. And as I thought of the word eternity, I saw these beautiful bands of swirling colors that went on and on into the distance and never ended. And I instantly knew eternity was a beautiful place and I would never be separated from her again. That comforted me. And any time I desired to know anything, a loving being would come and teach me. Many people, as children, have this happen for them. And when they share this information with their parents or their guardians, oftentimes they're told, well, that's your imaginary friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to have these great relationships with those, quote-unquote, imaginary friends until they figure out what the word imaginary means. And then mm-hmm. they start to shut down the portal of that pure knowledge that can flow into them. But you see, I had no one to tell about my friend. And this is the friend that knew everything about me, that loved me, that has this great sense of humor, that would comfort me if I made a mistake and sorrow with me for a moment and then help me to learn how to restore my personal joy. And it was in the form of a male, which I thought was fabulous because I desired to have a great relationship with some person that is a male or a being that's a male in my mm-hmm. life. And because I never spoke about this being but enjoyed this presence, I never lost that ability to connect to that source of pure love, light, and intelligence. And anything I desire to know, I'm given this information. These beings know everything past, present, and future. Anything I desire to know. And I'm successful with anything I lay my finger on because of that.
Good
I didn't know how to teach others. I just knew how to live it. And people would ask me, how are you doing this? How are you doing this? I just lived it. But mm-hmm. I know now. And other people are rapidly being able to enjoy these same beautiful, wonderful experiences.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible that you came through. And that's a perfect example. And that's one of the reasons why I love doing this show is because it's called Love Your Life with Michelle. And the reason why I wanted to do it is so that people didn't have to live a life of misery. And they didn't have to live in a life of ill health, that it's really your choice. It's all within you to live the life that you want. So I'm so happy, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us, because that's a perfect example of coming through something like that. You could have made a different choice in life, and instead you chose to be who you are, you know, have desires and make sure that they come to fruition. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you could appreciate it. As a bit of a side note, I will share with you that I do not feel that any of those situations were ever to bury me, to ruin me, to overwhelm me. They were actually a blessing for me in disguise. It might sound odd for a person to say that, but
mm-hmm.
those instances of while I initially started seeing my world catapulted me to search for something better.
Mm-hmm.
And by 3 years old, I found it.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I disparage the experiences that I went through if it's created these opportunities for me to have such an amazing life?
Mm-hmm.
My father remarried a woman and was injuring her children too, and they were very cruel to me, and I was beaten a lot. And I can remember asking for help of what I could do to change my life so they would be able to accept me and love me and be good to me, because I desired to have those kind of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening is I was comforted and told that that if I'd be patient for a season, I'd be blessed with everything my heart desires, but especially a husband that would love me. And so I held that in my heart, and it really helped me to bear my adversities lightly. I had this great relationship. I kind of lived in the world but not of it, because you can kind of live in almost a different dimension and observe mm-hmm. things around you but not spend a lot of attention with it and create what you love instead. So I actually had a very happy childhood within what I was experiencing, even though without there was a lot of turmoil. You can be shielded. So when I was in junior high school, I saw this man walking up the sidewalk, a young guy from high school, to take up my stepsister for an activity. They were friends. And I had this feeling come over me from that now very familiar voice, because you're talking about this other voice that you've heard, which is mm-hmm. the voice of the body that I'm speaking of, and then mm-hmm. there's a second voice that can be a voice of that sweet spirit that gives you this information. You can tune it in like your radio show, and mm-hmm. you can trust it because it always brings you something wonderful. So again came this voice to me, and the voice was basically, you'll marry this person in 5 years. You'll have mm-hmm. 4 children close in age, 2 sons and 2 daughters. I was aghast because I didn't want to get married at that time. I was in junior high school. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? I have never seen a good example of marriage. That's just way too hard. And my belief system, because that's what the show was that marriage was hard and difficult.
Yeah.
And that's what I believed in. That's what I created. And so I did marry him in 5 years. We did have 4 children close in age, 2 sons and 2 daughters. And I hated being married until I woke up one day and realized, oh, my goodness, that's my belief system. I've sent mm-hmm. out a belief that this is going to be hard and difficult, and that husbands and wives don't get along all that well. I'm telling you, Michelle, I shifted my paradigm. And
really?
I decided that I'd change. I have been married to this man for 40 years. We've been together for 45 years, and I adore mm-hmm. him, and he adores me. And we have the happiest, most joyful, fun-filled relationship that I could ever conceive of.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same person, but I just allowed myself to shift my beliefs and embrace my truth, that we could have an amazing love, and we do.
Really? So that's all you went from believing that marriages are hard and they're unhappy to just changing your belief that you could have a wonderful marriage? Is that what?
Yes.
I just want you to repeat that for all of the people out there listening that are in your shoes, and they're like, what did she just say? What did she do?
Because, you know, how often do we think, well, if we just get rid of that person, we can find somebody else who will be happier?
Mm-hmm.
Your happiness is completely in your hands,
mm-hmm.
and you can command your world. If you'd love to be happy, you can be happy. No one can take your happiness away from you. But no one can provide your happiness. It comes from within. It comes from that wonderful, enthusiastic connection.
Mm-hmm.
And you see your world through different eyes. And what I had asked of these amazing creators is that I knew that our marriage was based on love. But we came from such different backgrounds, oh, so fractioned. Oh, my goodness. There was a lot of healing that was important for us to go through as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we blame other people for why we're not happy. They're not to blame at all. We're the ones creating it. So when you take responsibility for your happiness, all of a sudden everything changes. And it's a wonderful feeling to know I have the right to say this is what I'd love to see happen in my life, and it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So believing that, I allowed myself to have this shift, and I asked for these wonderful, godly beings to show me this greater love. Because we had a pretty great love to begin with. I mean, I was kindly with him, he was with me, but it was just, hard work, toil, lots of kids, it wasn't like he was a hideous person, but I wouldn't give myself totally to him because he had diabetes, and I never knew who was going to walk through the door, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So,
mm-hmm.
you see, again, I kind of held off on opening and really letting the best come into me.
Mm.
You have to allow yourself to be open to let it flow in, but I had shut myself down. So I asked for this higher love to come to us. I started imagining that there was something much, much better, and I was given the information that it would soon be coming to me, and it did indeed come. And when this feeling, the feeling I desired was to be able to love this man with abandon, okay, with everything you'd see in the movies and beyond, that I could just adore him with everything that I had in me, that I could adore everything about him. And it happened. It happened, and it was so profound. It filled me up to capacity, these feelings of profound love for this man, adoration, acceptance of this man, and everything about him, as I also accepted and loved everything about me. I couldn't help it, but it started spilling out of my body, and the words started coming out of me, and it started going to him. It's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And it started coming out of him and coming into me. He started speaking those same words because it was so contagious. It was like the sweet bathing of love. It was the most amazing experience. It was like, oh, my good grief, this is what's been prepared for us?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's this huge banquet that's been prepared for us, and we've been just kind of getting along with picking up the crumbs that have fallen on the ground. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. So what ended up happening is I went back to my creators, and I thanked them. I thanked them from the depth of my soul. And I said to them, thank you for this love that you've prepared for your people, for your children. Thank you so much for this love. And they said, this is the love that heals your soul, and this is the love that heals the world. And you can feel that love for everyone. And that contagious, wonderful love is what you can have every single day of your life. And it is so healing and so remarkable. There's no words that can describe how fabulous it is.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And here's this man, he's paunchy, he's balding, his teeth are falling out. You know, I turned 60, he's 62, and I adore everything about him. And we have so much fun. We are so excited about life. We wake up in the middle of the night and just snuggle with each other and tell each other all of our goals and our dreams and what we're so excited about. Like every day, we're so excited. I have never felt so invigorated in life in all of my life, and I've been a very vital person.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just ratcheted up to a whole nother level.
That's wonderful. I wanted to ask you another question because I think that's really going to help anybody out there. Like I said, that's in a marriage that maybe they're not very happy, or maybe they've, you know, it's kind of after being married for 20 years, maybe they're in a rut. So
mm-hmm.
What advice do you have for people that are going through with financial beliefs? Because I know that affects so many people.
It does. It does. I have some, actually, I kind of feel like that is another show in itself, because to just touch on that briefly is pretty difficult to have it be something, some like real meat and potatoes, or, you know, if you're vegan, some tofu and stuff for you to be able to really chew on. But I can share with you a little quick story about truly, these things are documented that I'm sharing, that you can have amazing possibilities even in your financial world. There was a girl that was walking down the beach with me one evening in Mexico, and she started to tell me her litany of concerns about their financial concerns, her problems. And again, I said to her, I'm not interested in hearing that. It's kind of a thread throughout my life, because I create so rapidly, really. I can be destructive or put things together, create things, and call them together. So truly, people, you don't want to talk with me about those negative things, because it's not a good thing. So I shared with her, I'm not interested in hearing that. I would like to share with you something else instead. It is as easy for those that created you to create a button for you as it is to create $100,000. It's the easiest. It's as easy. It takes the same laws, the same energy, the same situations to construct it. It's as easy for them to do that as $100,000. So I could kind of hear her brain kind of calculating things out and seeing this amazing life that I have. I mean, I have beach houses on the penthouses on the beach and boat houses and all these homes. I used to be homeless when I was in high school because I left my destructive home so that I could be able to move on with this happy life. I lived out of a car. So I know what it's like to be homeless, but I also know what it's like to have profound wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So she trusted in me that I could be able to create this, and she kind of thought, well, if I can attach my skirts to her, then maybe we can get this together. So she said, how about this? How about you and I create $100,000, and we'll split it? And I said to her, bullshit. I'm a little bit abrupt at times. I said, how about you create $100,000, and I create $100,000, and we'll each take it home, because we can do that. And then she started laughing. I said, well, the difference between you and I is that you're thinking, hey, why don't we go buy a lottery ticket while we're at it? Because you're not believing.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between you and I is I believe. We're talking about our beliefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe. And I went home, and I had a council meeting with those that created me. we have these council meetings, and I teach people how to do that. In fact, on my website, there's a free download of how to be able to have any kind of job you'd like to have, how you can create these council meetings, and I give an example of exactly my doing that and even putting a date on it of when you'd like to see things happen. And it's all documented. So I went home and had this council meeting, and I said, forget the 100,000. Send me millions easily and quickly now, because there were some things in our business that I'd like to see shored up to really ensure that our employees would have a great base for them to be substantially protected financially. We have over 300 people that are working for us in one of our businesses that we have. And so that's what I sent out. We were allowing some changes to happen that would be better for our lives, and so that would be something, it would be great to have that happen. That was February 28th, when my husband went to do the, February 15th, excuse me, that we were having the conversation. It was a couple of days later that I had this council meeting. When my husband went to do the billing at the end of March, he came home and I said, so honey, how did the billing go? He was just amazed. He said, we broke all records in 36 years of business. He called his brother the following day, which was April 1st, because this was the last day of March. Did I say last day of March? I want to make sure I said the right date.
You said, yeah, the end of March, yeah.
Okay. And he called his brother the next day to let him know, and his brother is this financial genius, and he started crunching numbers and said, oh, my gosh. He said, at the end of this year, if we continue doing this, we will have everything very shored up, ready to go, and we'll be splitting millions between each other after we have all this that has been stabilized, and plus have a lot of extra in the bank for reserves and whatnot. We'll be splitting millions between us. And then his brother called him back. He said, and we said, and the first million will be in May. This is April 1st. He said, the first million will be in May. And he called back. He said, I made a mistake in my calculations. The first million will be this month in April.
Oh, my gosh.
The next month, my husband went and did billing again. And again, he came home, and I said, so, darling, how was the billing? And again, that was his response. We broke all records in 36 years of business.
Wow.
These are real gods. And when I teach people these laws to help them reawaken to this knowledge, this truth, and they allow themselves to start exercising it, they come back to me and they say, this stuff is real.
Yeah.
And indeed it is.
Can you, I'm sure everybody's dying to know your website, so we can go on there and check this out. So can you just share your website address with us?
Yes, my website address is my name. How easy is that? So
all
it's
right.
PamelaAnnEzell.com. And so I spell it P-A-M-E-L-A, E-Z, like a zebra, E-L-L.com. How
wonderful.
Simple is that? These laws are very simple. My little five-year-old grandson can do them. They're very, very simple. When we get off target and life starts going in where it's difficult and hard, that's a four-letter word, that's when we are trying to do it by ourselves. Very
and what I like about this, too, is the fact, because I have a five-year-old, and it's going to make me more aware of what I say to her, because I don't want her growing up with beliefs that are going to keep her from reaching her goals when she's older. It's just, I've never thought of that before, and the things that I say to her now could affect her down the road as far as beliefs go.
If she allows it.
If, yes.
There.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to be a perfect parent. It's really okay. And that's another story. It's really meant to be that way. It's really okay. Take joy and enjoy your little girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious that you already do. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're perfect as you are. You already came perfect. You're just here to gain experience. You can't screw it up. Everything has meaning for you in your life. Everything has significance.
How do you stop from worrying? That's a belief, but I've been a chronic worrier.
In the past, you have thought that this is something that you are.
Yes. So how do you overcome that?
Well, first of all, you totally love and accept yourself and recognize, like, for instance, in the big picture, whatever it is you're worrying about in the eternities, does it really matter?
No.
Really, it doesn't, does it?
No.
So that's part of that comforting voice talking to that part of you that worries. and gives indication of, look, I worried all about that, and poof, it was gone.
Yeah.
All that worry for nothing. Worrying is like, some people will say it's like being in a rocking chair and rocking back and forth a lot. You just get worn out and you don't go anyplace.
Yeah.
It's non-productive. And that, if you feel feelings of worry, you are not connected to the source that created you. The source that created you never sends you feelings of fear, worry, doubt, lack, want. Never sends you those feelings. So it helps you know, oh, I'm disconnected. I would love to have a moment.
I love
that. I can use a moment.
Yeah.
Take a moment, take some deep breaths, allow yourself to readjust, dust yourself off and get going again down that street that is this beautiful, well-paved street. Choose what you'd love to see, focus on that. Everything else will dial in. It'll lead you, or you'll still have it if it's something you desire to learn and master.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, those are different programs because to really get into it and provide you with what you desire, it takes more than just a little dappling in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there one exercise that you can tell our listeners today that they can start doing now to help change their beliefs, or like their negative beliefs? Is there anything that they can do today to start?
All right. I would suggest that they allow themselves to start meditating.
Okay.
And I was teaching this executive about how important it is to meditate, and I could literally feel his recoil about meditating. He was like, oh, what are you talking about, me meditating? And it was just so fun to hear his response, because it was not uncommon for people to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day he was visiting with somebody from the Middle East that was Muslim, that he had some dealings with. It's just not radical people that are Muslims. There's beautiful people that are Muslims as well. And this person in the Middle East, this business person that I was training, was having some difficulty in his personal life. He was doing great as far as creating lots of wealth, but his personal life was just a shambles. And that oftentimes can happen if people don't allow themselves to have balance in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So he shared with me that this amazing Muslim man said to him, and this is like 2 o'clock in the life of this Muslim man's life, 2 o'clock in the morning, and he was saying, that my friend was saying, my client was saying, why are you awake? He goes, well, I'm getting ready to meditate for an hour. He goes, really? He goes, yeah, I meditate for an hour every day. Now, this man I was speaking to considered himself a Christian person, right?
Right.
And here, this Muslim man was saying to him, today when I meditate, I'm going to meditate for the well-being of you and your wife, for your marriage, for your happiness. I must tell you, Michelle, that really moved this man to be open and curious. This is a very successful Muslim person financially, and it really moved him to recognize there must be something to this. He started meditating, and it started changing his life. So if you do nothing else but just quiet your body, because we're not going to go into a lot of detail right now, but just quiet your body, take some deep breaths. And as you take in these deep breaths, you gather up everything in your body, any discord, any worry, any concerns, and you let it easily and quickly just leave you. Just picture it leaving you. Take some more deep breaths. Gather it up from every cell in your body and let it just drain away from you easily and quickly. You're done with it. You've finished with those experiences. Take another deep breath and take from any vestiges of how it was even created, any traditions of why it's even there, any belief systems that no longer are serving you, and just let it leave you and bless them that they came to your life so you could learn about them and then release them. They are your blessing. And now draw into you a soothing balm of comfort and peace and well-being with your next breath to fill the void that you just created with something you prefer. And take another breath. Allow yourself to feel a clarity of mind, confidence, assurance of love, that you're known and loved. And now allow yourself to think, I'm getting better and better every day. Better and better in every way. Now, unlike a regular affirmation that the person had up on their wall, allow every cell in your body to feel and believe that truth, that you are saying yes to your life, that you are saying yes, that you are getting better and better every day, better and better in every way. And if that's the only thing you can think of, it is sufficient.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for that. That's it. We're out of time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you. And please, can you please tell everyone where to find you? I know that you already talked about your website. Also, you have a book.
I do. I have written a book that is entitled Mindset of Miracles, and it teaches you step by step how to be able to do the things that I've been sharing with you. And also, it has a lot of stories of true life applications and the results of applying those simple eternal laws. And I originally thought that it would be published right now, but actually it will be probably published by mid-March. And I look forward to people receiving this, because everyone that has read it, anyone that has edited or previewed it, every single person has begun to have amazing experiences.
I want
that
book.
You can also call me on my phone number. Excuse me?
Pardon me?
I said you can also call on my phone number, which is 520-749-4950, or you can email me at Pamela Ann at Easy Lightning. It's EZLIGHTNING.com. And I'd be most happy to be able to meet with you. And I do travel all over the world, and we'll even come to an event or a group if you decide to form something. I'm happy to come and teach at conferences or groups that are formed.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much again, Pamela Ann, for joining us today and sharing with us. And I would love to have you back on to talk about so many other topics, because there's so much more we have to cover.
Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful evening. I look forward to visiting with you again soon.
Thank you. You too. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That is it. Please make sure you join me next Thursday, March 1st at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, when guest and author Howard Falkel will be here discussing his book, Discovering the Power of I Am. I'm currently reading this book right now, and it's fantastic, so I can't wait to talk to him about it. And that's it. Thank you again so much to Pamela Ann for joining us. She was absolutely wonderful. And I'm going to change the way I think, because I have to. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening. Remember to smile and let joy be your dessert. Bye.